Morning, folks. This is Audio Mo Day 19. This is going very quickly, isn't it, this month? That's Charlie chattering away, and Dixie the cockatiel is playing with his favourite toy and swearing at it. Smokey's eating, and I think Storm is too. Okay, this is going to be an update about Kate. If anyone's eating, I suggest you listen to this boo at a later time, just to give you warning. I took her back to the vets this morning because I wasn't happy with how she was. She finished her antibiotics last Thursday for the anal gland infection that she had. And she was okay for a day or so, and then I just noticed the last couple of days that now and again she'll be licking herself, and she's just not been herself at all. She's been very, very lethargic. And I thought, okay, you're not right, missus. I'm taking you back. So I did, and I saw a lovely vet called Zoe, who I haven't met before. She was really nice. And I told her the problem. So she got her notes up on screen, and she had a look at her. And straight away she said, oh God, I see what the problem is. She said, okay, on the records, she said the last time she came in, the infection was in the left-hand anal gland. She said, this one is now in the right one. She said, and it was an abscess, but she said it's actually burst. She said, so it's left a hole there. And she said it's... apparently it had ruptured quite spectacularly, and there was a lot of nasty stuff and a little bit of blood as well. So that's why I said, if you're eating, I don't, honestly. So it was nasty, bless her. So she said that's really sore. So she said, you were right to bring her back, and you're absolutely right. She hasn't been feeling the best. So they had mentioned an anal flush last time I took her in, but she said, I won't do that. She said, the only reason we do that is if the infection is enclosed and it hasn't come out. So if there was an abscess and it hadn't burst, then they would have flushed to get rid of it. But she said, because it has done, she said, I'm hoping that this is going to clear the infection. It's going to, because it's coming out, as it were. So she took a swab to send off to the lab just to check that she's put her on the right antibiotics. Oh, Charlie, shush. Charlie. See, this is what I've got to put up with lately. Then she gave it a good clean. And Kate was very good, bless her. And she gave her a pain-relieving injection. And she's given me antibiotics and painkillers this time, to give her for 10 days, and then I've got to take her back. she said, if the results come back and it's not the right tablets, she said, I will get in touch with you for you to come back and I'll give you the right ones. So, yeah, she's on different tablets from last time. And that's kind of it, really. I've just got to wait and see what happens. Hopefully with the painkillers as well, it'll make her feel a bit more comfortable. But she's currently upstairs in her bed, feeling a bit sorry for herself, understandably. Bless her. So she's a little wounded girl at the moment, I'm afraid. Cocker. That's Dixie doing that. So, she was going to give me a lampshady collar to stop her licking. But then she said to me, how often does she lick? And I said, well, not that often. I said, only she'll do it a bit when she gets up in the morning. And if I just say to her, Kate, she'll stop. I said, and she'll do it when she's been out to the toilet, which is, again, kind of understandable, because it must be really uncomfortable to go to the loo when you've got that problem going on. And she said, well, look, I won't give you a collar. She said, she's going to be feeling miserable enough as it is. I don't want to make her feel even worse. So she just said to me, if you find that she's constantly licking, then let me know and I will give you a collar. She said, but if she isn't and you can just stop her when she does, then fair enough. So that's my poor Kate at the moment. She's not feeling the best. as I say, understandably. So I've got to try and bathe it as well if I can. So I will, I'll keep you updated on how she gets on with that. I think that's about all I've got to say at the moment. I've just come home. Well, I've been home a while. I've fed all my budgie birds and the big birds down here. Charlie's eating and shouting and talking at the same time. Don't talk with your mouth full. It's rude. And I've just made myself a cup of tea. So I'm going to drink that. Find out what you've all been doing on Audioboo, and I will speak to you all soon.